Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Thursday, February 5th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Glad to have everybody back again. Looking forward to a nice call tonight, and we welcome you from wherever you're located all around the globe as the satellite team gets our signal out in as many as 200 countries around the globe sometimes. So thank you for listening. We look forward to having a good call. And before we get to Sue and a teaching that she'll bring to us tonight, which is a wonderful time, let's pray the call in. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for where we sit right now, this position, having been called to this and having been chosen for this opportunity that we have. We look at it as a blessing that we're even here receiving what it is about to happen. We thank you for the blessing that is still yet to come, but we thank you that we're learning in the meantime, and we're getting stronger and stronger in faith every day as we wait for this blessing to arrive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I don't mean that we're waiting passively. We're waiting actively, pursuing our projects, pursuing what it is that we intend to do, pursuing Sue's new class, which starts tomorrow night. So, Sue, tell us about this teaching that you have for us, and we're ready to receive. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for just getting into that mindset where you can, into that state, I don't want to say mindset, heart set, where you can receive this beautiful teaching. Okay. Don't think like everyone else does. It's significant that 10 spies were negative and 2 were positive. It's about the same today. 80% of people will be negative and 20% will be positive. 80% will focus on how big the problem is and live afraid. They'll tell you how you won't get well and how you should just settle where you are. If you're going to fulfill your destiny, you have to go against the grain. You can't just fit in and be afraid like most people, or complain like your coworkers, or be negative like your neighbor. God is looking for Joshuas. He's looking for Calebs. He's looking for people who stand out. He's looking for people who believe when it seems impossible and who aren't discouraged by how big the opposition is. If this is going to happen, you have to guard your mind because negative news spreads faster than good news. Joshua and Caleb said, "We are well able." That news didn't go anywhere. When people heard that the giants were too big, that they didn't have a chance, that news spread like wildfire throughout the camp. Negative thinking is contagious. All around us, there's negative news with analysts telling us how bad the sickness is. I'm going to insert something. How bad the weather is, how bad the economy is, what might happen, and how it can get much worse. I'm not faulting them. They're doing their job. It's good to be informed. But you can't let that poison stay in your spirit. If you keep dwelling on that, you're going to end up afraid, worried, panicked, and thinking you're not going to make it. When you dwell on negative thoughts, it becomes a cycle that keeps drawing in more fear, more worry, and more defeat. The prophet Isaiah says, "Don't think like everyone else does. Don't be afraid that some plan conceived behind closed doors will be the end of you. Do not fear anything except the Lord Almighty. If you fear him, you need fear nothing else. He will keep you safe. You don't have to fear a virus or fear what the economy is going to do or fear the future. Just keep honoring God and he will keep you safe. He'll defeat your enemies. He'll do what medicine can't do. He'll turn your child around. He'll free you from that addiction. God says you shouldn't think like everyone else does. Don't think like the 10 spies. When the majority are afraid, worried, and negative, you have to be on the offensive and say, no, I'm not falling into that trap. I'm not going to think weak, defeated thoughts. I'm not going to think weak, suspicious thoughts. I'm going to think power thoughts. I know that my God is still on the throne. I know that his being for me is more than the world being against me. I'm well able to accomplish my dream. I will defeat this addiction to negative or weakened thinking. I will outlast this opposition. I have strength for all things. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that continuation teaching tonight from last Tuesday. And, you know, Caleb and Joshua, you know, making it over into the land to spy it out. And the other 10 spies came back with a negative report. And I'll tell you what, this, I was thinking earlier tonight about the 80-20 rule. And this, even though it's not exactly 80%, because the math doesn't work with 12 as opposed to 10 people. But, you know, it was it was similar to that. In the sense that, you know, what it came down to in this teaching for me was dealing with the right heart attitude, you know, being positive and expecting a new result or a good result instead of expecting a negative result. It's about mindset. It's about heart set. It's about, you know, living really from your spirit point of view as opposed to everything else around you. And like you mentioned, the teaching about healing, you know, God would love for all of us to be healed. That's his desire for us, all to be healed. And it's, you know, the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That's Jesus, referring to Jesus. And the thief really does refer to Satan. And so we have to take a look at, okay, who is the author of sickness, disease, illness, bad things? It's not God. You know, God says, I would will that none should perish. You know, he doesn't want anybody to go through and die, you know, and not be healed. But yet it's so difficult sometimes to take that road of truth and stand in faith for God's best in our lives. That's what we want to believe for. What is God's best? You know, and then when you talk in terms, Sue, of fearing, you know, God says, fear not. So many times in the Bible it says, you know, do not be afraid or fear not. But we do have a reverential respect. And that's what fear means when it talks about fearing the Lord. It's a reverential respect. It's not being afraid of God. Certainly as a child of God, why would you be afraid of your Heavenly Father? Right? This is an entity, a being that loves us and that loves us and only wants the best for us. Now, there might be some things we go through on the way as part of our journey that we have to go through. Jesus says you will have tribulation. He almost guaranteed you will have tribulation. He's not saying, oh, there might be a little something. No, you will have tribulation. A lot of us have experienced that. I think all of us have probably experienced some part of tribulation on this journey, but we know that we have to go through it. We have to go through it to be stronger. You know the old expression, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, in a sense, there's some truth to that. We have to go through things, and we learn from those things, and we get stronger through those things as we go through them and as we get to the other side. Look at the disciples when they went with Jesus across the Sea of Galilee in that boat. Jesus was sleeping down below, and the storm kicks up, and all the disciples were really afraid. And they said to Jesus, "Do you want for us to die? Are we supposed to die here?" And Jesus, you know, got up, calmed the winds and the waves, and the disciples were just amazed. What manner is he? What manner of man is he that even the winds and the waves obey him? Well, they listened to him, all right. They sure did. And the sea was calm, and they got to the other side. Well, that was tribulation that they went through on the way, just taking a boat across the Sea of Galilee. And so I think we have tribulation on this journey that we're on now. We've lost some people. We have lost some people. I don't like that. I don't like it at all. And yet it's what's happened. We have lost some people, and I don't like that. I want us to just keep moving forward, taking one step at a time, and we will get to the other side. And that's how we have to look at this thing. And you know what? If you're sick or you've got some illness or something like that, you've got to speak to the devil with authority. Use the authority that God has given you through relationship with Jesus Christ. You have a relationship with Jesus, and if you do have that, then you can speak to the devil, and he will flee from you. And I don't mean just, "Oh, please, if it be thy will." No, no. You got to speak seriously to Satan and his minions, and they will flee from you. Okay? So that's what I got so far out of the teaching. Thank you, Sue. I thought it was another good one. And I'd like to see what Bob would say about the teaching tonight and how it might apply in your life, Bob.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. And Sue, thank you once again for just a wonderful Thursday evening here where we get to all take a breath and relax and just have such a valuable time, a precious time to hear these teachings and reflect upon them. And I hope I never lose the reverence for these special moments on Tuesday and Thursday. I love the part about the 80-20, right, with the positive being the 20%. And I started thinking, well, you know, how does that come about for the 20%? And I started thinking, well, what do I feel like when I'm feeling positive and there's a challenge to be met? How would I feel? And I started thinking, you know, it's like a casual confidence. It's there's no fear, but just confidence that it can be worked out, but nothing intense, just because. And I started thinking about how the biggest challenges get solved by teams. And I started thinking of the different times, which have been literally hundreds of times, that I have presented a challenge to the team that I have, and just the close immediate team at Boomers with people like Stephanie and Lucy and Ann, Jim and Matt and Raleigh from the IT department, and Bill who does the shipping, and Ron who is Larry's son who works with us too, and of course with Larry and his wife who's a CPA, and other staff that works for her firm. And not a week goes by when I don't rely on that team to help with something. And so sometimes people will call to Boomers and they'll talk on the phone with Lucy or Stephanie or Ann or Jim or even Raleigh, and or sometimes Bill, who's calling people about their shipment. And they might think, well, they're boomers and they have this job to do, right? But it's much more than that, because they all contribute to the creation, to the problem solving, to the generative new things that come about. And I started thinking beyond that as you were speaking, to, you know, ultimately, if there's not a resolution or a solution, you can easily just give the problem to God, and you can pray about it, and you can sleep on it, and you can receive information, solutions, you know, the way that Einstein and Tesla used to, and Jesus himself every morning would go to pray and wouldn't start the day without it. And he was praying for the most important of all things. He was praying for the ability to be a healer, to feed people, to inspire people, right? And to change the mindset of the whole land where he walked, and ultimately, you know, the whole world. And so, thinking of that example, and he told us that we shall do even greater works than he. And so, if, you know, if Jesus needed God every morning to have energy, you know, given to him and guidance given to him, you know, then certainly we can have the respect and the reverence that you referred to, Bruce, and to lean on God and receive guidance and power to accomplish what we need to do. And, you know, the idea of being positive, going back to the beginning, is how could we be anything other than positive? When the same God that was guiding Jesus is guiding us,
that's it.
It's not even remotely possible to think that the God of Jesus would let us down.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right, Beautiful. Bob. Because he said he will never lead us nor forsake us. So he's not going to let us down, and he's certainly not going to take us down a wrong path. If we see ourselves going down the wrong path, he might get in and correct us and put us back on the right path. He'll do that for sure. I like what you said, Bob. I really do. I think that's good. Really good. And I like the fact that, yeah, Jesus did pray first thing in the morning. And, you know, he says he does what he sees the Father doing. You know, he sees what he saw God the Father do. That's what he did. So, Sue, another great teaching, really, and we could take off from it in different directions. I really thought it was good as a second part to Tuesday's teaching. But how do you take it and apply it?
Exactly.
Beyond what Bob said and what I said, how do you take and apply that, the 80-20 rule? I figured the math out, by the way. It actually, based on 12 spies, it's it's 16% or 16 versus 84 instead of 80-20, but that doesn't sound as good as the 80-20 rule. But what do you think, Sue? How do you take this and how do you apply it to our lives and the walk that
exactly.
we're on right now.
Exactly. Well, you're going to hopefully enjoy my segment, because it kind of goes into this, but it with a specific principle. But it's really interesting. I'm going to, because you guys brought so much. I mean, I was taking notes. You know, Bob, when he's describing what it's like to be counting on his team. This is really, really significant. So please get out your pen because it's kind of where we're going into the future. So Bob is with people in an embodied place. He's seeing their eyes. He's got a community. He's connecting with them. He's reading body language. They're literally performing Christ-like actions, serving people at a distance. But their bodies and their coherence and their connection and meaning to what they're doing is like, there's nothing too big that we can't accomplish here at Boomers. And he's actually a model, and what he's built is a model for what you said, Bruce, which is heart coherence. And what, I'm going to get a little radical here, but if you're really perceiving accurately, Bob said, you know, if the God of Jesus was telling us we could do these things, I don't understand why people don't ask, how come it hasn't been better than it's been?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe in assigning and giving my authority to something outside of myself. So I've got to underline that. That makes me unique. I don't think like everybody else. It's like, what do we have to do to embody Christ-like behavior? Because that's where the rub is. This has been around for 2,000 years, and look at where we are. You've got to say, you've got to look at the picture, and you've got to say, okay, is it outside of me? Of course it's in society. Yes, it is outside of you. But the goal is not to give power to something outside of you. It's to take your Christ power back. I'm going to go into this a little more in my teaching, but here's what I see. When people are calling, and I don't think I've ever seen this in anything, and I'm a voracious, Bruce knows this, a voracious reader, researcher, work in this field for 36 years, around really bright people that are studying how we learn, how we embody, how we do these things, and with people that are learning and discovering all the time. That's what I get to do. It's my passion. But do you know what is the real issue? Bruce, you said, you know, I don't remember how you said it, but you said something about like saying something to Satan. To me, Satan has been the separation and the siloing of what can heal us. That means not knowing about your breath. That means not knowing what creates a healthy body. That means not knowing and researching and trying to figure out, because there was something inside of you that said, I'm not going to be like my mother. I'm not going to be like my father. I'm not going to live in a world. I'm not going to participate in systems that are unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, to me, the separation is about moving into whole wisdom. So when you're going through something, you called it tribulation. I'm going to call it a call to whole wisdom. I'm going to introduce a new concept in my segment, so I'm not going to roll it out. It's whole wisdom. For anybody facing what they're facing right now, which is why in my prayers I always say, whatever else you can bring into you in the meantime. We have medical doctors that only work with allopathy, meaning external drugs. And this is totally different than what you get here. You're getting holistic support in Christ. But if you go anywhere, they're not looking at your emotional system. That has been completely ignored and now is going to be incredibly important. Your physical system, your mental system, your spiritual system, those systems have never been brought to the world as an integrated living system of what we know is going to make a healthy human being. And if that had been brought to this planet with Christ and people were told, this is how your system works, this is how you have energy bodies, you have physical bodies, you have quantum bodies, you have Christ bodies, and they showed you if you breathe like this, if you drink like this, if you eat like this, if you pray like this, and you get it into your nervous system, that to me is what's going to save our future. It's not, it's like there are things that we didn't know 2,000 years ago.
That's right.
And now, in Christ, I think we're being asked to move into whole system Christ, which means, what does my whole system need? Not just my spirit, not just my consciousness in Christ. How do I make it so it can actually get into my body using Boomer Boost, get into my mind, body, and spirit? And you don't just go out there like, oh, I can do anything in Christ. You've got to have some wisdom. You've got to have boundaries. You've got to be, I'm very aware of what everybody in this community is going to be not facing in terms of tribulation, but the perspective, the boundaries, and the alignment that will protect them, protect their funds, and protect and build the new whole regenerated systems that our world needs. And if there's anything you can do, anything that you can say to yourself tonight, and I'm about to end, it's to say, what is being revealed to me to bring me to more wholeness? Instead of being under attack, take your power back and say, what is being revealed? If I'm having this happen or that happen, what is being shown? It's a gift. And how can I use that to become more whole? And to me, that's what this teaching was about. They took what was 2,000 years ago, the seed of there's nothing that God can't do. And I think we're in a new time where we have to understand we have access to integrated standards of wholeness that we are being called to activate. And it's up to us to take the responsibility to learn what that is, to ask the question, what is trying to become more whole through me? And I just think it needs to be, I think Satan has worked on separation systems so that things you didn't know you needed to remain whole and strong are now about to be made visible. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, Sue, thank you for that perspective. And I'll agree with you about this. Satan is trying to separate us from God and what God wants for his people. For sure, there's a separation thing there. And we need to be bold in our prayer, be bold in how we speak to things and speak to sickness and disease. And, you know, that's what God wants us to do. And thank you for that teaching, Sue. And Bob, your commentary was very good on it as well. I love that. And I look forward to your segment, Sue, which is coming up soon. So thank you for that. Thank you very much. Oh, man. Well, let's talk about prayer and praise, Sue, and let's see if we have anything that we can pray for. And as always, if you want to toss one to me, I'll be happy to help you with any prayer, too.
I actually do have one to toss to you.
Oh, goody.
Somebody that had written a question a while back, mm-hmm. January 29th. Thank you, Copilot. Okay. Let's see. Here it is. Hi, folks. This is not typical praise and prayer, but we're going to use this to get this accomplished. Right. Husband and wife both have GCR accounts. If in, say, 6 months, it's sort of like a prayer, I guess, one passes, say, husband, is the amount left in his account transferable to the wife's GCR account in any way? Is it completely untouchable forever, or should we transfer all our GCR funds to the bank we deal with and make interest, and it could be transferred via will trust? Thanks for giving us what the possibilities are. So we're just, I'm sorry, I'm getting my email.
Yeah, I've got
together,
that.
So
I've got it.
Talking to you. Okay.
I think what she's saying in a GCR account, which we have never used that term before, is a quantum account, which is the term that I do use. And I think that's what she's referring to. It's an account that's, we call it quantum account, and we have a quantum card because it's in the quantum financial system. That's where it resides, if you will. So here's what I haven't brought out on the call yet, but this is the perfect time to do it. I understand, for example, if husband and wife have currencies together, they're married, they have everything is jointly owned, only one quantum account is set up for the couple. One. If you're single, you have one. If you're a couple, you have one. But it doesn't mean that, and I don't know how that's going to work, but the two spouses have access to that same account. So that there is no, if one dies, then what happens to the rest of the account? Nope, the account's intact, and the one or the other spouse will have access to it. So that sort of negates the question. I don't quite understand the logistics of it in terms of, does that mean we need two biometrics? We're not using username and password anymore. Does it mean we use the same five-digit PIN code? Probably. Same email and email address and the same password for it, yes. So probably the only thing that would differentiate would be a second biometric for the other spouse. And this is a question I have never asked, so I've got to ask it when I can on how that would work. But I understand there would only be one quantum account per married couple. So hopefully that solves that question, answers that question. I'll try
you would
to find
think
out
they would
about
have two,
how that would be
you would think they would have. You would think they would have both biometrics.
Accessibility.
That it would be joint biometrics. I mean, it's kind of obvious, but it's always
one or the
confirm,
other
right?
kind of a thing. Yeah, well, yeah, like the man could get into it or the woman could get in.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it, yeah. So I said. That's what makes sense. So I'll try to find out how that's going to operate.
Okay.
We'll see.
Here's one for a member of the pod. Please pray for my sister-in-law. She's on dialysis and fell yesterday, and my brother Stan. and we've answered questions in the past. He's under a lot of pressure, really depending on the fruition and med beds.
Mm-hmm.
So he and Velma in prayer, and this is also for Kat. So we're going to pray for these beautiful, she's a singer, she's extraordinary, she's got a beautiful, deep heart, very creative. Kat, mm-hmm. Velma, and Stan, we're going to see them surrounded in the light of all the millions of listeners on the big call. And just remember when you, maybe sometimes if you shut your eyes, you can see the light pouring through your body as you open your heart and you work with Christ, to see this light surrounding these three individuals, their families, with the energy of the perfect new pattern of healing, of health, of absolute restoration. We're seeing them in their restored energy and form, not just their form, their spirit and their form. And we see them being lifted up, healed, and surrounded 24/7 in Christ's love and glory, so that they as well are glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray and say amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to go to... from a mighty, another pod person, that means a person that has really invested in leadership. And she's saying she's working on the whole mortgage, financial fraud, taking back houses, huge national program. I mean, she's really in it to win it. And mm-hmm. she's saying we're at a threshold moment, that it's quietly moving forward. I'm just going to kind of paraphrase it.
Sure.
And it's for people that are holding the line. She's saying those people that are up against that kind of parasitic behavior, corrupt behavior, this is praise for all of you. If you've been through it, if you've had anything taken from you, we have people that are working to rectify that. You don't hear it on the news, and she's one of the ones that is doing it, and so we celebrate our beautiful, I'm not going to use her name, but we celebrate you for doing this great, great, enormous, yeoman, unsavory work. And for all the people that are going through some fear about losing their house, or the anxiety, or the, you know, the quote-unquote, being at the mercy of institutions that took advantage. We're going to see Christ surrounding this beautiful woman, seeing all the people involved that are supporting her and people like her. And we're going to see the whole community of people that are facing the extraction of their property, the extraction of and the bullying around that, we're going to see that completely healed so that nervous systems are at rest, they're feeling abundance, money's been restored, and the obvious and clear freedom from this practice is forevermore closed, completed, and justice has been wrought. In Jesus' name we say amen.
Amen.
And do we have, I think we have Chip. One more, I think. It's a lot of organization that goes into making this call happen.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes, where are you, Jeannie? Where are you?
I know.
Here we go.
Where's Jeannie and where was Pastor Scott, Sue, right?
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun to watch. Okay. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Isaiah 41:10. We're thankful to Bruce for opening and closing prayers, the intel, and also for the advice to exchange, redeem our foreign currency at an official redemption center rather than a bank. Pursues teachings, great information and classes that are not classes. So sweet. Especially designing your best future, med beds. I know. So sweet, Jeannie. Med beds and golden bundle. Also for her positive personality and laughter. Laughter is the best medicine. I know. It's like, I think I give people mirror neuron contagion for a change, right? It's like if you hear me laugh, then you're like, okay, I guess I can laugh too.
Yeah, we can laugh.
For Bob's testimony. Yeah, for Bob's testimonies, health information, stories, and discounts on products to keep us healthier. So beautiful, Jeannie. Pastor Scott's praise and prayer every week. Heavenly Father, today, the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners for all their prayer requests, especially health and finance issues. We're thankful for Pastor Scott's health improvement and continue to pray for full recovery. For the Bronson case to have a positive outcome regarding the 2020 election, we pray that everyone that committed fraud with taxpayers' money, homeowners' money, I'm adding that, sorry, Jeannie, is held accountable. For the leaders, protesters, and activists to stop the hateful rhetoric. For the media to report honest, not biased news. Walter Cronkite, it is our duty to be sure that we do not permit our prejudices to show. That is simply basic journalism. He also stated that adhering to fair, accurate, and unbiased news reports are the first ideals of good journalism. For this RV blessing to come to fruition and the 800 number to be great stewards. John F. Kennedy's most famous quotes emphasize service, courage, and unity, highlighted by his 1961 inaugural call. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. MedBeds ASAP, debt forgiveness jubilee, President Trump and his administration to be safe and stay healthy. Thomas Jefferson once said, we should never judge a president by his age, only by his works. World freedom and peace, the task that has fallen to us as Americans is to move the conscience of the world, to keep alive the hope and the dream of freedom. Ronald Reagan. Wishing everyone a blessed, safe, and peaceful weekend, we pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. And that is our culture producing Jeannie.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
That's good, Jeannie. Yeah. Thank you, Sue. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. The rubber duck is mine. For those of you who remember the album that was put out about the First Family a long, long time ago.
Was that Firesign Theater? Wasn't that Firesign Theater?
No, it's before that. No,
okay.
It was not.
Okay.
It was called,
okay.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I almost had it.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, somebody, some.
Do you remember the
I
album
remember that
when they had different voices playing the various characters? And, was it Vaughn? Robert Vaughn, maybe? Something like that. I can't think of that.
I don't know, but that's Robin. Yeah, it's not.
Ask not. Yes, right. Right. Remember, the fault does not lie in the salad. The fault lies in the dressing being used on the salad. That was another segment from it, Sue. Well, thank you, Sue, for that prayer and praise segment. And now we roll into your segment, Sue. And I know that you have a new Not a Class class starting, Not a Class number 9, starting tomorrow night. And
right.
How's registration for that class going, Sue?
Epic. Truly epic. Yeah, it's epic. Now, I'll tell you why this is going to be Get Pens Out, because it's, I don't know if anybody else is perceiving it. To me, it's not just information tonight. Tonight, we're getting ready for culture change, and the class that we're doing is called Leverage Point, Scaling the Future Without Carrying It. And I'll get into what that's about in a minute, but it's going to be our 225th and 26th class. Mm. And I did a little art to show people when I exchange, and it says, the future needs leaders who can create what's never existed, hold coherence during change, and redesign how we live, lead, and collaborate. So there's a lot to be learned as we step into this new world with new quantum systems, new architecture, new technologies, there's a lot, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to read you a testimonial. This is really cool. The people that are on this call, and I'm sure both you and Bob know this, and I'm sure everybody that is listening to me right now, where is that? Okay, here. The people that are on this call are really unique. I'm very close to them. Remember, I've gotten to work with a lot of you in 10 years, one-on-one, in groups. I'm very intimate with the texture, kind of where people are. And one of the things that's so important, and you brought it up, Ruth, is the capacity of our hearts. And I'm going to get into that, because it's really, there's something surprising that's developing, and I want to make sure that it gets etched into everybody's being on this call tonight. But I'm going to read you this testimonial. It says, several of your classes. Sue, my husband and I invested in several of your classes and then invested in classes and sponsored for my brother and his wife. You may remember. I'm just writing to let you know that I heard the discussion last week, I think, that others were listening multiple times. And you know what's interesting? We all did that as well. I don't think you realize how much the way the skills, strategy, and who to involve, plus the meditations, calm your nervous system and help people. So I wanted to give you a word of encouragement and to say thank you for taking the time to walk us through the mechanics of what we're going to need to build and how to support and build our confidence in each of the steps along the way. We enjoy what all of you, Bruce and Bob, are doing. With much love in Christ, Sarah and David. So I want to create an authentic, not naive, actual container, because there are things I like to research. I'm a futurist. I'm a trend researcher. I'm into neuroscience. I'm a lot of different things. But here's what's been showing up on my radar in a project that I'm in one-on-ones, in the pod. It's a leadership class if it's your first time here. It's about trust. So there's an organization, you might want to get your pen out, called Great Places to Work. They're one of the top organizations in the country for how people are working now, hybrid work, you know, so much is evolving. And they're sponsoring like a webinar on quote unquote high trust. And Tony Robbins, and you're going to forgive me because I can't look it up right now. Tony Robbins did an interview with some pod person, and this flow researcher, I'm really into flow, like the psychology of optimal performance, was talking about how Tony said, dude, you have to get out of your head into your heart. Over and over and over again. You can look up Tony Robbins or Ryan Doris. Look it up that way. He said, you've got to get out of your head into your heart. And he goes, well, how do you get out of your head and into your heart? And the same guy, this flow researcher, because of technology, we have so many people that are living in their head. They're not in their bodies. They're not aligned. They're not in their emotions. They don't even know what their emotions are. They either want to go escape and do fun things, or they want to crash, or they're overloaded. It's a huge, huge problem. And so there's a lot. Here's what I want to say to you. There's a lot of, you know, people providing advice, people talking about these different things, but there's something missing. And so what we're introducing in our class, in the second class, and I spent a couple of weeks, it was coming in, but I'm calling it coherent trust, the next evolution of trust. So we've been in a world that has been very left brain, very external, very intellectual, and very linear. All outside you, all material. We're going to pump you with information so you're so distracted, you're spinning, you never feel like you can rest in your body, you don't even know what a relaxed, abundant nervous system feels like. You don't even know what that looks like. And now you're going to be trying to launch projects, or you will be launching projects. And what's the thing you need? You don't need more high trust. I used to do that in the corporate world. I can't remember. Something working in low trust environments and changing it, something like that. Here's the difference. Linear. The way we used to have our systems operating was reliability, integrity, competence, predictability. That was designed so much of what we had in our past. If you don't take it deeper, was designed for hierarchy, dominance, and slower moving environments, not things that are going to be accessing quantum computing, change, all these different things. So with coherent trust is when the human nervous system is brought in. Coherent trust is your ability to learn how to get your nervous system as a leader, as a founder, as a person that's in Christ and is doing everything, being and attracting and living from, dwelling in the place where you can be at your highest capacity for coherence, for wisdom. When was the last time you sat with somebody and you could feel a new energy coming through them that had you think in a new way and had you slowing down to realize There was a new possibility being born. And you relaxed into it instead of braced against it. That's what coherent trust is. It doesn't force you. Christ never forced. He showed up. It becomes, do I trust the pattern of energy, the clarity, and the regulation? You're going to have excitement. You don't want excitement without being able to show you what it can do, or excitement that's just kind of blowharding its way. You want energy, clarity, and regulation that's moving through the system in a way that builds coherence. Think about how Bob talks about his people. And here's the other big thing. I'm seeing a lot of research that's talking about, and this is going to be really important, that it's going to be bottom-up communities, bottom-up. It's totally the opposite of the way you've been trained. All these things are going to flip. That trust starts in your body. Your body knows when you meet a person, but you've downplayed it, you've ignored it, because the way the system trains you to be so external, your body knows. And this is all you have. Write this down right now. Does my nervous system relax when I'm in front of this person? If your nervous system isn't kind of in that, like, optimal, like, it's not relaxed. It's like, do I feel trust in my nervous system? Do I feel safe? Does this make sense? You don't want to have safe with old standards, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to bring in what they know that hasn't been updated. But you're going to need people that can say, I got you. I understand. We're working with this and this. Does that make sense to you? And you can feel that their nervous system wants to regulate with you. They want to have and be in relationship with you. You think that Bob isn't doing that every day with all the people that are contacting him, the people he's created, a system, and we trademarked it, called coherent trust. Not high trust. It's not just everyday linear trust. It's whole system trust. And that's because Bob is in the business of starting from the body up. He's trying to get bodies well. That's how the nervous system gets better, so he can create a better system. So systems are collapsing. Technology is accelerating. Partnerships are going to go cross-disciplinary and high stakes. And in these environments, traditional trust is insufficient. You can have someone who's loyal but dysregulated. You can have someone who's competent but internally fragmented. They can't follow through. They're scattered. They're paying attention to everything going on. They don't have a stable nervous system. You can have someone who's brilliant, but energetically destabilizing to the team. So you want to be the leverage point. Unfortunately, for now, sadly, I know I don't like giving you all this great insight statement, but it's really full. And I just want you to have this, and if we get delayed, we'll make it available probably Tuesday next week. I think it would be available. Does this person create stability and clarity in the systems they touch? Now, think about stability as, and I'm almost done. Think of it as a nervous system that is able to adapt to change. Just think about how you're going to hire people. This is what your Sue's tips on hiring people that can adapt to change, and you can feel that they're leaning forward into the future. And they can work well with your team. They can work well with your team. You're going to be wanting to have people, and trust me, I'm raising my hand. Most of my career, well, that's not true. It's half and half. But I've done a lot of work at a distance, even on with teams. And you're going to want to be with the people you're actually working with, like Bob. That's where you're going to get the meaning. That's where you're going to get the satisfaction. That's when you're going to literally train your nervous system to communicate better, to launch your teams, to hire the right people. And that's what we're working on in the Leverage Point. We're going to show you how you get your nervous system so it's the most coherent, how you're going to communicate that Leverage Point strength to your project so that you attract people that are strong and clear. And that's not talking, because I've had people in my group that were like running one of the largest software companies in the world practically. And what he got out of our group was the interface between intellect and strategy. You want all this stuff, but we're moving from just the head to whole, coherent systems in people. That's the work we all have to do. But you can't learn if you're like overloaded. Oh, how can I do all this? You have to, and that's what we do. We ground you slowly so that you get feel safe moving into and feeling what would it be like if I was a person that was taking a baby step or a large step every day and I didn't feel lost in my head. What would that be like? What would I say? What am I going to need to say? We are coaching you through being the new founders of things that have never been built before. It's a totally new game. But that's what makes it so fun. That's the fun part, is to do something that's never been done before. It's ideal flow state. It's like, wow, what is this? I've got to be paying attention. You're just going to be paying attention in a way that doesn't flood your nervous system with typical entrepreneur founder stuff. That's what we show you how to do. So you can trust yourself. Now's the opportunity, maybe for the first time in your life. Trust me, in the past 10 years, man, have I grown in my self-trust. Deep. I mean, I had it, but it's anti-fragile. Because if you're paying attention, you're going to be learning, this works, this doesn't work. This person works, this person doesn't work. That's what it's going to take. You're going to have to be paying attention inside yourself. New game, new rules, balanced inner and outer. So, all I want you to have for tonight as a little tip is think about paying attention to how you feel in your nervous system this week when you're with different people. Do I feel trust? Do I feel connection? Train yourself to notice when you're really attuned and in resonance with the people around you. Is it shallow? Is it deep? Is it creating something, or is it just talking and talking about random stuff? Is it doing anything to move the needle forward? Have a look at where you are with that and realize you're about to step into a place where Your responsibility, that's kind of a big word, but it's like when I was a babe, I thought like a babe. Now you're going to be asked to enjoy, have fun, have freedom, but it's time we all show up. We can't go another 2,000 years. We have to show up. So that's my segment for tonight.
Okay, Sue. Sue, thank you for that. You got me on the, when I, I think what you're referring to is like, when I was a child, I spake as a child, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
in your
yeah.
case, in your case, when you were a baby, you were a baby. But when you're a babe, you're really a babe, okay? I think that, I mean, you're not just a futurist, Sue. You're a trendsetter. You know what I'm saying?
I came in to do this, dismantle the system.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, really. All right.
Reverse engineer it. We can do better.
Talk for one sec. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Oh, good.
Hello?
Bob, I just want to acknowledge how much I appreciate how you've embodied so much of what I was talking about at Boomers.
Yes.
And now the people around you, right? Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
You're welcome.
All right, Bob. Thank you, Sue. That was really good. Appreciate your segment, mm-hmm. but you did get me on that last part.
I thought she was
okay.
talking about.
All right.
I thought she was
Babe
talking
Ruth.
About Babe Ruth. Yeah.
Babe Ruth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When she was a babe,
yeah,
I was like,
it's all about.
When were you
it's
not
all
a
about,
babe?
It's all about, I mean, everybody's displaying their subconscious mind. So take witness,
Hello.
Right?
Hello. Well, you've given us license to laugh, Sue. That is good. License to laugh. That's a good name for a book. License to laugh. All right, I got that title. Copyright. Okay. Bob, this is it. Opening ceremonies tomorrow for the Winter Olympics. 2:00
yep.
Eastern. Replay at 8:00. But I've got it already recorded tomorrow. Early. Early, early.
Hmm.
And the skiing, too, recorded for Saturday morning at 5:30 my time. Early. Recorded. So, Bob, talk to us about, I tell you, Bob, you just can't get too many testimonials. I love the fact that you brought those out Tuesday and how cool they were. And I think it gives everybody a real idea of what they can expect from some of these products, especially Boomer Boost, Barley, Myotrol, you know, Collagene, for example. You know, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
Any word
collagene.
On Super Strength, Bob? Anything on Super Strength? How close that is to coming back online?
Well, not definitively, but we do know that today the manufacturing company received the last bits of what they needed in order to begin the processing. So there's nothing holding it back now. So they're going to schedule it and make it for us next week. And then you know, you have to have it tested. Once you're finished making it,
right.
it has to go out for
okay.
testing, and then it has to be
mm-hmm.
shipped from New York where it's being made. And,
okay.
So we'll probably have it right around the end of the month.
Okay, good. All righty, cool.
Yep. But you mentioned about right. the collagen, and we got another testimonial that just came in an hour ago. And this person said, I noticed a change right away, and I'm looking forward to the change after the first month. And we've been hearing this recently, the last couple of weeks, we've been hearing a lot of people saying, yeah, that mm-hmm. stuff worked the very first day to help take away my pain. And Ann Harrison today came to my office and was telling me about a person who had, like, I mean, stuff she went through, telling me all the problems this person had. It was causing pain. And he started with the collagen and was just, like, completely blown away. He couldn't believe that he felt that good the very first day that he took it.
That's tremendous.
And it's not a narcotic. But what Eric Kurtz was hoping was that this technology will become such a effective pain reliever that you won't even have to ever think about using narcotic type pain relievers in the future, with this being just the first iteration of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got this testimonial from a lady who wrote in. She said, "I've been using a lot of Boomer products for many years now, and I love how young and energetic I feel. I had two of my nieces, who I hardly get to see, comment on how they were amazed how I haven't changed at all and that I still look the same. I gave Boomers all the credit for how I feel. For someone who will turn 70 in a few weeks, I told them I feel like I can run circles around most 50 and 60-year-olds. The product I want to brag on today is the Super Strong Relief. I'm amazed at how well, when I do have a pain, that it takes it away so soon. Thank you to Boomers and the staff." And this, I have to assume that this lady took the picture of her family, because if she's in this picture with her nieces and children and all like that, and the dog, the family dog, I don't see anybody that looks anywhere near 70 years old in this picture. So,
how about that?
Either she's not kidding about how she looks, or she's not in the picture. But
that's good.
But this is another testimonial about the Super Strong, and it's you know, when they first told us about this formula for Super Strong, and they wanted to know if we would help to bring it out, it was like, you know, after all these years with so many companies, big companies, billion-dollar companies, releasing these pain-relieving sprays and gels and roll-ons, it's like, is it really possible that there's something new that's all plant-based that's going to be significantly better? And we're like, all right, you know, we'll get a few hundred of them to try it out. And look what happened. In a month's time, all 500 that we got as a test were gone, because the word of mouth spread so fast. From a few testimonials like this one tonight, next thing you know, you know, there's hundreds of people that want to try it. And so now, you know, we'll get a bunch more. We tripled our order this time, and once we get it in, we'll let everybody know. And we got one other testimonial. This was a lady that wrote in. It said, "I am blown away by the energy and clarity I have after just one day using the Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. I was taking nutrient drinks, but they don't compare to the clean energy I achieved from Boomers. A phone call from your company meant the world to me. I apologize I was not able to take the call. I'll continue to use these products. Thank you." So talk about gratitude. This lady was just happy to have the phone ring and didn't even get a chance to talk to Jim. And she's grateful, right? Like, I can't wait to see how she feels after she gets a chance to talk to Jim Lee. He's such a character. You know, Jim's gonna be 90 on his next birthday, and he grew up in Central Florida with his father and grandfather, And so imagine, you know, what year it was when his grandfather, you know, built their family home in in Cracker Country in Central Florida.
Yeah.
And
right.
Jim wrote a book about that. Yeah, Jim wrote a book about it that's called Palmetto Sunrise. And and he also wrote a cookbook about Central Florida cooking. And there's probably a recipe for alligator in there. But
yep.
I called him at his house the other night, and it was after 5 o'clock, so he had stopped working, and I called to ask him something. He was sitting at his computer. He's writing another book, this time on nutrition. So he's doing all this research and writing a book about nutrition. It's like, way to go, Jim. He's a trip.
Hey, Bob, I need to get an autographed copy of that book about Florida,
okay.
The one he wrote.
Okay.
And I'll pay for it. I'll pay Jim for it. Just see if you make sure that I remember to get that when I come down, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll get you a cookbook too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
See if he's got any rattlesnake stew in there too. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So, you know, yesterday, Bruce, we put 5 new things on sale.
Ooh.
And we made this sale just a straight discount of 33% on each of these 5 products. So one of them is our Clarity Factor product, and this is a unique product. Like the other products we have on sale, there are other companies that sell products like turmeric and vitamin B complex and olive leaf extract and magnesium. But the Clarity Factor is unique. That's a product that we put together ourselves. And what we did was we researched all the different ingredients that were known to help people with focus and memory and concentration. And we looked at all the different ingredients that were in the products for the Nutricology Corporation. They're like the gold standard of research. And Dr. Levine does all this extensive research when he puts together products. And so we always like to see what he came up with. And he also writes bulletins and papers about his research. And I remember when I was the administrator of an elder care facility in New York, he came to visit me to tell me about some of his new creations. And he was the nutritional consultant to the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Hospital.
Okay.
And was later, you know, his company became a publicly traded company. And so when we put together a product like Clarity Factor and like Good Night Formula, that's the type of thing that we do. We look at all the top companies that have researched and put together products. And then we looked at other companies that had tried to make combinations of the different ingredients, and we couldn't find a single one that put together a combination that actually had put the amount of the product that was shown to be clinically effective.
Okay,
and
so
people would say, all right, we're going to put these 5 things, you know, in a product. And then what they would do is water down the ingredients so that it turned out to look like it was more than it really was. Like, we have all these ingredients in there, right? Well, but you only have a third of what you actually need. And so
right, of
if
each.
You look at Yeah, so if you look at the clarity factor and you see that there's St. John's wort in there, that 250 milligrams is actually the amount that the study showed works. And the same thing for glutamine and phosphatidylserine, and DMAE, and N-acetyl-L-carnitine, and ginkgo, and huperzine. Every one of those has the amount that we know actually works. And
gotcha.
We looked a lot to see if there was anybody that had done it like that, but they didn't. Every one of them had reduced the total amount. And so none of the active ingredients actually had enough to make a difference. And so we decided we're going to make, you know, the first ever clarity factor, you know, nootropic, has enough of you know, in this particular case, 8 different ingredients, all of which are known individually to help with your brain health.
Yep.
And so that's what clarity factor is. And the other thing I just wanted to say about the products that we put on sale is that recent research just came out, Bruce, about magnesium and zinc in relation to muscle. And they found that most people in the United States don't have enough magnesium and zinc. They don't get enough from their diet or their supplements. And it has a detrimental effect on being able to maintain muscle. And they did studies where they showed that people that would take magnesium and zinc before going to bed had much, much better muscle tone and muscle mass than people who did not. And your body can either build or lose muscle while you're sleeping. And, you know, people that are getting older and are losing muscle, almost all of the muscle they lost while they were sleeping. And it turns out that magnesium and zinc have a really large role to play in whether or not that happens to you. So I wanted to bring those two out, and then also to say, you know, we kept the 5% discount for Collagene is there.
Okay.
It's still up. And then we have two different combo packs, the gut brain combo, which has our probiotics and digestive enzymes, and also the clarity factor in a combo pack that we then did a really great discount on it. We took a total of $36 off of the regular price. And so that combo pack is only $99. Then the second combo is called the Beauty Sleep Combo, which has our peptides for collagen that helps with your skin and your nails and your hair. Mm-hmm. And that's a powder that's in a tub. I put it in my coffee in the morning. And then it also comes with the Good Night formula and the magnesium and zinc. And, you know, I just wanted to say one last thing. There's probably the most amazing testimonial that we've had in about 5 or 6 months came in, and it was a testimonial about our Good Night formula, and the person said that it didn't work for them. And I was like, you know what? That's the most unusual testimonial that we've seen in a really long time.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And I'm not sure why. What I always like to do if that happens for someone is to have them call us to talk, because it could be that there's something going on with their sleep environment where they have LED lights that are keeping them in the idea that it's still daytime, or they don't get enough sun in the morning, or there's something where the room temperature in their room is too hot. Maybe their mind is racing, and you know, the if your mind is
blue
working,
light.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They need to wind down their phone and TV and their computer. At nighttime, yeah. And do some ultimate mind calming exercises and learn how to relax their tongue. And so, if a person is listening and it didn't work for you, give us a call. You can return it. But then we might be able to talk and find out from asking questions if there's something else that we could help you figure out for your sleep issue.
Yeah, to make them
and
sleep.
And that, Bruce, is what I've got. It's 10:30.
I got a question for you, Bob. Give me the names of the five products that are one-third off. Because I don't know that I got all five of them. Tell me the five again.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
And, so it's the vitamin B complex.
Yep.
And it is also the clarity factor.
Yeah.
And I keep losing this.
Did the good night formula? One of them or not?
No. Not the good night formula. It's the olive leaf extract also.
Okay.
And it's curcumin, the turmeric and curcumin.
Yeah, great.
And you got the magnesium, right, with the zinc.
Yep. There you go. That's
five. And then, so you have magnesium, clarity factor, turmeric, vitamin B, and olive leaf.
And olive leaf extract. Got it. Those are the five. Okay. Very cool.
Yep.
Those are one-third off or 33% off. And the others are bundled. And we've got those... combo packs. Yep. All right, Bob, that's great. Well, that's what I had to ask, and thank you very much. Appreciate that. And for anybody who's not sure how to get to Bob's website, go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And at the top, you'll have a banner that says Boomers. And when you click on that banner, it's a direct link into Bob's website. So click on it, boom, you're right into the Boomers website, and then you can go through, see the various products, pull down the products menu and the on-sale tab, and you can go basically down and scroll down and get the combo packs that Bob was referring to, and then those five additional products that he mentioned tonight that are one-third off. So that represents a really good deal. So take advantage of these in whatever proportions you feel you want to try. And then, of course, people are putting Boomer Boost in barley, and they're also putting Myotrol on auto ship, or what we call subscribe and save. And sometimes, they're putting collagen on, picking up, an additional discount there, plus the 5% is still on for collagen. And then if you put it on an auto ship, you'll pick up a 10% discount on new items or any item that goes on auto ship. So take advantage of it. And if you have a question or you're not quite sure about something and you want to just double check, what I like about customer support, and my contact person is Stephanie, and Stephanie is always very good and very thorough with me. And I know Lucy's the same way, and Jim too. And it's terrific to have a customer support that knows about the Big Call and that cares about Big Call Universe. So give them a call if you need. Use the 800 number. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good Monday through Friday. 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. And you know what? That's not going to be that much longer. Another month and 2-3 days, we'll be on Daylight Savings Time again. Yay! Can't wait for that. And we're getting 1 minute more of daylight every day. 1 minute more of daylight. So it's no longer dark at 5 here. It might be 5:30, 5:32, you know, whatever it is. So we're gaining on it. We're gaining on it. So take advantage of that. Take advantage of that sale. And, you know, give them a call if you need. And if you're planning a trip to Florida and you're going to be in the St. Petersburg area, make sure you call ahead so that you can see if you want to get with Bob and beat the team. I love that Bob's got a real team that he's built down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. It is a team, and they're working together as a team, and that's great. That's what we've needed, and that's wonderful. Leadership, and Bob's been a great leader with his team down there and with us on the big call. So let's get into where we are on Intel. I did not receive quite as much today as I thought I would, but I'll tell you what I did receive. All right, this is kind of where we are. We had the impression that today could have been in play for us to receive numbers. We did not get our numbers today, so hence we don't have a celebration call per se now, right? We don't. However, what we have heard from one of our Redemption Center leaders indicated that, let's see, how did he say it? He said, he thought that the numbers that we're looking for would be triggered by new rates on the screens. Now, did we get new rates Wednesday like we had hoped? No. Did we get new rates today, Thursday, on the screens? Not exactly. We did catch a couple of rates on bank screens that were solid enough. But then on Redemption Center screens, where I'm more attuned, we had 42 currencies fluctuating 90 miles an hour. So not settling, but just moving continually. Okay? And that's good, because that's better than not having any rates on the screens yet. So at least they're up and moving as of, I'm going to say, lunchtime today. Okay? So that's good. Then, and we heard that once the numbers settle in and we've got 42, 44, 48 rates, whatever the total number is going to be on the Redemption Center screens, that would trigger the 800 number release. Makes sense, right? You've got solid rates on the screens. Boom. What's holding us up? Let's get the 800 numbers out and go. Then we had another source that indicated that the trigger for our notifications to come out would be the use of the EBS EAS system, emergency broadcast system, emergency alert system, that those would be, once those came up, which was suggested to be this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, that would trigger the 800 number release as it, you know, in the emails. I thought, okay, maybe that's when we get the release. And then we heard later on this afternoon, not too late really, earlier this afternoon actually, that trigger would be primarily happening on Sunday. Then I'm thinking, okay, if rates are up on the screens, new rates coming up on the screens on Sunday, that's what we've heard. We've heard Wednesday and Sunday. Wasn't really yesterday. It's not really today. Okay, could be Sunday. So we get new rates on the screens, let's say Sunday, locked in. Well, we'd see them on Monday. Or that's when the Redemption Center leaders would see them. Now, are they going to go in Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening to see if there are new rates? Anything's possible. But I believe they'd see them Monday at 9 or 9:30, whenever it is, they're to report to the Redemption Centers. So more than likely, if we got new rates this coming Sunday, which is the 8th, Hello, China. Then what about new rates on bank screens and redemption center screens Monday morning? Maybe that's the trigger release. Now, my own interpretation of the EBS EAS is that those would occur in conjunction with us receiving numbers and setting our appointments and going for exchanges, because the EBS would theoretically be cover for us, or a type of cover that we, while we're going for our exchanges. And that's what we've heard in the past, and we still believe that it could be used for that. So I think the real scenario is going to include both components: new rates solid on the screens, and EAS going, and that would be disclosure of who knows what it will include. But those two, I think, are going to work together, where you have rates solid, we get numbers, and then the EBS EAS is there to cover us for our exchanges. That's how I'm envisioning that. So does that happen Sunday into Monday? Do we wake up to emails Monday morning? You know, this is what I'm trying to nail down. Unfortunately, I don't have that for tonight's call. We're going to have a call on Tuesday and see whether or not that has been the case, whether we have numbers Monday, whether we're setting appointments, whether we're starting Monday or Tuesday. You know, that's probably the scenario if this is going to go now, like we have been told it will by a number of sources, but we are getting pushed. We were pushed from today to the weekend, and maybe Sunday's in play for numbers. Okay, but maybe we don't see the rates hit the screens until Monday. I know that Redemption Center leaders did a 45-minute video conference call yesterday all over the country with Scott Bessent from our Treasury, our Treasury Secretary, and another individual from Wells Fargo, and a couple of other individuals. So, I mean, it was basically a video conference call designed around security. A security for us at redemption centers and banks, and maybe a few other items were discussed. We don't really have a full rundown on it, but we have the gist of it. So this is a time when we just take what we have and we build on it. We're going to build on the intel that we have. And of course, as happens, sometimes Tuesday night, because it did, and sometimes Thursday night, which it hasn't yet, but I will probably be getting more intel, more information after tonight's call. And that's usually what happens. But let us take what we have right now, be grateful for what we have, and look forward to getting these numbers either over the weekend or first part of next week. And then we'll take it and set our appointments and go in for our exchanges and redemption of ZIM. We're hearing that one of the redemption center leaders we talked to says, we are right at the tip of this. We are right there. Now, does that mean one day, 2 days? What does it mean? It's hard to say. When people say things that aren't definitive, it's good to hear that we're right there at the edge of this, you know, but, you know, we like to create a timeline where we can see ourselves getting notified, setting appointments, and going in for our exchanges and redemption of ZIM at the redemption centers. And that is the name of the game. All right, so as we approach, today is the 5th. We're still early in the month. I believe we are still looking at getting this thing done, and hopefully we have no obstacles and we can go ahead and move forward. I know that we have some form of temporary return of hostages between Russia and Ukraine that took place today, and that's good. and maybe that war is coming to an end soon. That's what we're going to believe for and pray for. Otherwise, I'm going to enjoy the opening ceremonies of the Olympics tomorrow afternoon, and then look forward to seeing some great skiing on Saturday morning early. Okay? So, I'm going to say, everybody, hang in there. We will plan on talking to you Tuesday, and we're going to believe for great information and news bringing in of the toll-free numbers. All right? So, everybody, I want to thank Bob. I want to thank Sue. Wonderful. I just love the teachings that have been coming through. I love Bob's commentary and Sue's commentary, and I love the fact that we can pray for people, and we've done that consistently since the beginning 15 years ago, and I just love that we can pray the call in and pray it out. And I thank you, Pastor Scott and Jeannie, so consistent with sending in prayer and praise reports. And thank you so much for everybody else, like GCK and Doug and others. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out around the globe. Appreciate that with the Starlink system. And thank you, obviously, thank you, Big Call Universe, for hanging in there with us for 15 years. And we're not going to stop until we get this, so get used to it. Get used to it. And get used to Sue, because her laugh is contagious. And she's got quite a bit of wisdom and knowledge and heart and everything that she's offering through her classes. So, and of course, on the Big Call itself. So thanks, everybody. Take advantage of the sale that Bob has. Take advantage of it while you can. And I appreciate you, and we love you and appreciate you. And let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you for the information that we have. Thank you for bringing this blessing to fruition, to completion. Help us to move forward and to getting our projects started, and just enjoying everyday life, as Joyce Meyer says. And we should be enjoying it. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And that was referring to on this earth, on this planet, not in the great by and by in heaven. That's separate. This is now. So help us to enjoy the life that we have now, Lord God. And thank you for bringing in every bit of life that we need. Thank you for the very air we breathe, and the water that we have, the food that we can eat, and the clothes that we have, and the shelter that we have. Lord God, help us to be a blessing to others as we receive this blessing as good stewards of it. And we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you Tuesday, okay? God bless.